marching song. Bring the comb and play upon it. Marching, here we come. Willie cocks his Highland bonnet. Johnny beats the drum. Mary Jane commands the party. Peter leads the rear. Feet in time, alert and hearty, each a grenadier. All in the most martial manner, marching double quick, while the napkin, like a banner, waves upon a stick. Here's enough of fame and pillage, great Commander Jane. Now that we've been round the village, let's go home again. A thought. It's very nice to think the world is full of meat and drink, with little children saying grace in every Christian kind of place. Auntie's skirts. Whenever Auntie moves around, her dresses make a curious sound. They trail behind her up the floor and trundle after through the door. A good play. We built a ship upon the stairs, all made of the back bedroom chairs, and filled it full of sofa pillows to go a-sailing on the billows. We took a saw and several nails and water in the nursery pails. And Tom said, let us also take an apple and a slice of cake, which was enough for Tom and me to go sailing on till tea. We sailed along for days and days and had the very best of plays. But Tom fell out and hurt his knee, so there was no one left but me. Young Night Thought. All night long and every night, when my mama puts out the light, I see the people marching by as plain as day before my eye. Armies and emperors and kings, all carrying different kinds of things, and marching in so grand a way you never saw the light by day. So fine a show was never seen at the great circus on the green, for every kind of beast and man is marching in that caravan. At first they move a little slow, but still the faster on they go, and still beside them close I keep until we reach the town of sleep. The Hayloft. Through all the pleasant meadowside, the grass grew shoulder high, till the shining scythes went far and wide and cut it down to dry. Those green and sweetly smelling crops they led in wagons home, and they piled them here in mountain tops for mountaineers to roam. Here is Mount Clear, Mount Rusty Nail, Mount Eagle, and Mount High. The mice that in these mountains dwell no happier are than I. Oh, what a joy to clamber there! Oh, what a place for play! With the sweet, the dim, the dusty air, the happy hills of hay. The swing. How do you like to go up in a swing, up in the air so blue? Oh, I do think it the pleasantest thing ever a child can do. Up in the air and over the wall, till I can see so wide rivers and trees and cattle and all over the countryside. Till I look down on the garden green, down on the roof so brown, up in the air I go flying again, up in the air and down. The Unseen Playmate. When children are playing alone on the green, in comes the playmate that never was seen. When children are happy and lonely and good, the friend of the children comes out of the wood. Nobody heard him, and nobody saw. His is a picture you never could draw, but he's sure to be present abroad or at home when children are happy and playing alone. He lies in the laurels, he runs on the grass, he sings when you tinkle the musical glass. Whene'er you are happy and cannot tell why, the friend of the children is sure to be by. He loves to be little. He hates to be big. 'Tis he that inhabits the caves that you dig. 'Tis he when you play with your soldiers of tin that sides with the Frenchman and never can win. 'Tis he when at night you go off to your bed, bids you go to your sleep and not trouble your head. For wherever they're lying, in cupboard or shelf, 'Tis he will take care of your playthings himself. My ship and I. Oh, it's I that am the captain of a tidy little ship, of a ship that goes a-sailing on the pond. And my ship, it keeps a-turning all around and all about. But when I'm a little older, I shall find the secret out, how to send my vessel sailing on beyond. For I mean to grow as little as the dolly at the helm, and the dolly I intend to come alive. And with him beside to help me, it's a-sailing I shall go. It's a-sailing on the water when the jolly breezes blow, and the vessel goes a-divey-divey-dive. Oh, it's then you'll see me sailing through the rushes and the reeds, and you'll hear the water singing at the prow, for beside the dolly sailor, I'm to voyage and explore, to land upon the island where no dolly was before, and to fire the penny cannon in the bow. My treasures, these nuts that I keep in the back of the nest, where all my lead soldiers are lying at rest, were gathered in autumn by Mummy and me, in a wood with a well by the side of the sea. This whistle we made, and how clearly it sounds, by the side of a field at the end of the grounds, of a branch of a plane with a knife of my own. It was Mummy who made it, and Mummy alone. The stone with the white and the yellow and gray, we discovered, I cannot tell how far away. And I carried it back, although weary and cold, for though Father denies it, I'm sure it is gold. But of all of my treasures, the last is the king, for there's very few children possess such a thing, and that is a chisel, both handle and blade, which a man who was really a carpenter made. Block City. What are you able to build with your blocks? Castles and palaces, temples and docks? Rain may keep raining and others go roam, but I can be happy in building at home. Let the sofa be mountains, the carpet the sea. There I'll establish a city for me. A kirk and a mill and a palace beside, and a harbor as well where my vessels may ride. Great is the palace with pillar and wall, a sort of a tower on the top of it all, and steps coming down in an orderly way to where my toy vessels lie safe in the bay. This one is sailing, and that one is moored. Hark to the song of the sailors on board. And see, on the steps of my palace, the king's coming and going with presents and things. Now I have done with it. Down let it go. All in a moment the town is laid low. Block upon block lying scattered and free. What is there left of my town by the sea? Yet, as I saw it, I see it again. The kirk and the palace, the ships and the men. And as long as I live, and where'er I may be, I'll always remember my town by the sea. Picture books in winter. Summer fading, winter comes. Frosty mornings, tingling thumbs, window robins, winter rooks, and the picture storybooks. Water now is turned to stone, nurse and I can walk upon. Still we find the flowing brooks in the picture storybooks. All the pretty things put by wait upon the children's eye, sheep and shepherds, trees and crooks, in the picture storybooks. We may see how all things are, seas and cities near and far, and the flying fairies' looks in the picture storybooks. How am I to sing your praise, happy chimney-corner days? Sitting safe in nursery nooks, reading picture storybook. The land of storybooks. At evening, when the lamp is lit, around the fire my parents sit. They sit at home and talk and sing and do not play at anything. Now with my little gun I crawl all in the dark along the wall and follow round the forest track away behind the sofa back. There in the night, where none can spy, all in my hunter's camp I lie, and play at books that I have read, till it is time to go to bed. These are the hills. These are the woods. These are my starry solitudes. And there the river by whose brink the roaring lions come to drink. I see the others far away, as if in firelit camp they lay. And I, like to an Indian scout, around their party prowled about. So when Mummy comes for me, home I return across the sea, and go to bed with backward looks at my dear land of storybooks. My Kingdom. Down by a shining water well, I found a very little dell no higher than my head. The heather and the gorse about in summer bloom were coming out, some yellow and some red. I called the little pool a sea. The little hills were big to me, for I am very small. I made a boat. I made a town. I searched the caverns up and down and named them one and all. And all about was mine, I said. The little sparrows overhead, the little minnows too. This was the world, and I was king. For me the bees came by to sing, for me the swallows flew. I played there were no deeper seas, nor any wider plains than these, nor other kings than me. At last I heard my mother call, out from the house at evenfall, to call me home to tea. And I must rise and leave my dell, and leave my dimpled water well, and leave my heather blooms. Alas! And as my home I neared, how very big my nurse appeared, how great and cool the rooms. The Little Land. When at home alone I sit, and I am very tired of it, I just have to shut my eyes to go sailing through the skies, to go sailing far away to the pleasant land of play, to the fairyland afar where the little people are, where the clover tops are trees, and the rain pools are the seas, and the leaves, like little ships, sail about on tiny trips. And above the daisy tree, through the grasses, high o'erhead the bumblebee hums and passes. In that forest, to and fro, I can wander, I can go, see the spider and the fly and the ants go marching by, carrying parcels with their feet down the green and grassy street. I can in the sorrel sit where the ladybird alit. I can climb the jointed grass, and on high see the greater swallows pass in the sky, and the round sun rolling by, heeding no such things as I. Through that forest I can pass, till, as in a looking-glass, humming fly and daisy tree, and my tiny self I see, painted very clear and neat, in the rain pool at my feet. Should a leaflet come to land, drifting near to where I stand, straight I'll board that tiny boat, round the rain pool sea to float. Little thoughtful creatures sit on the grassy coasts of it, little things with lovely eyes see me sailing with surprise. Some are clad in armor green, these have sure to battle been. Some are pied with every hue, black and crimson, gold and blue. Some have wings and swift are gone, but they all look kindly on. When my eyes I once again open and see all things plain, high bare walls, great bare floor, great big knobs on drawer and door, great big people perched on chairs, stitching tucks and mending tears, each a hill that I could climb, and talking nonsense all the time. Oh, dear me, that I could be a sailor on the rain-pool sea, a climber in the clover tree, and just come back a sleepy head late at night to go to bed. Autumn Fires. In the other gardens and all up the vale, from the autumn bonfires see the smoke trail. Pleasant summer over, and all the summer flowers, the red fire blazes, the gray smoke towers. Sing a song of seasons, something bright and all. Flowers in the summer, fires in the fall. Nest eggs. Birds all the sunny day flutter and quarrel, here in the arbor like tent of the laurel. Here in the fort the brown nest is seated, four little blue eggs the mother keeps heated, while we stand watching her, staring like gabies. Safe in each egg are the bird's little babies. Soon the frail eggs they shall chip, and upspringing make all the April woods merry with singing. Younger than we are, O children, and frailer, soon in the blue air they'll be singer and sailor. We, so much older, taller and stronger, we shall look down on the birdies no longer. They shall go flying with musical speeches, high overhead in the tops of the beeches. In spite of our wisdom and sensible talking, we on our feet must go, plodding and walking. Summer sun. Great is the sun, and wide he goes, through empty heavens without repose. And in the blue and glowing days, more thick than rain, he showers his rays. Though closer still the blinds we pull to keep the shady parlor cool, yet he will find a chink or two to slip his golden fingers through. The dusty attic, spider-clad, he through the keyhole maketh glad, and through the broken edge of tiles into the laddered hayloft smiles. Meantime his golden face around he bears to all the garden ground, and sheds a warm and glittering look among the ivy's inmost nook. Above the hills, along the blue, round the bright fire with footing true, to please the child, to paint the rose, the gardener of the world, he goes. The Dumb Soldier. When the grass was closely mown, walking on the lawn alone, in the turf a hole I found, and hid a soldier underground. Spring and daisies came apace, grasses hide my hiding place, grasses run like a green sea, o'er the lawn up to my knee. Under grass alone he lies, looking up with leaden eyes, scarlet coat and pointed gun, to the stars and to the sun. When the grass is ripe like grain, when the side is stoned again, when the lawn is shaven clear, then my hole shall reappear. I shall find him, never fear. I shall find my grenadier. But for all that's gone and come, I shall find my soldier dumb. He has lived, a little thing, in the grassy woods of spring. Done, if he could tell me true, just as I should like to do. He has seen the starry hours, and the springing of the flowers, and the fairy things that pass in the forests of the grass. In the silence he has heard talking bee and ladybird, and the butterfly has flown o'er him as he lay alone. Not a word will he disclose, not a word of all he knows. I must lay him on the shelf, and make up the tale myself. The Gardener. The gardener does not love to talk. He makes me keep the gravel walk, and when he puts his tools away, he locks the door and takes the key. Away behind the currant row, where no one else but cook may go, far in the plots I see him dig, old and serious, brown and big. He digs the flowers, green, red, and blue, nor wishes to be spoken to. He digs the flowers and cuts the hay, and never seems to want to play. Silly gardener! Summer goes, and winter comes with pinching toes, when in the garden bare and brown you must lay your barrow down. Well now, and while the summer stays, to profit by these garden days, oh, how much wiser you would be to play at Indian wars with me. The flowers. All the names I know from nurse. Gardener's garters, shepherd's purse, bachelor's buttons, lady's smock, and the lady hollyhock. Fairy places, fairy things, fairy woods where the wild bee wings, tiny trees for tiny Danes. These must all be fairy names. Tiny woods below whose boughs shady fairies weave a house. Tiny treetops, rose or thyme, where the braver fairies climb. Fair are grown-up people's trees, but the fairest woods are these, where, if I were not so tall, I should live for good and all. To any reader, as from the house your mother sees you playing round the garden trees, so you may see, if you will look through the windows of this book, another child, far, far away, and in another garden play. But do not think you can at all, by knocking on the window, call that child to hear you. He intent is all on his play business bent. He does not hear, he will not look, nor yet be lured out of this book. For long ago, the truth to say, he has grown up and gone away, and it is but a child of air that lingers in the garden there.